welcoming. Welcome yourself into the ground. Let it all be welcome. Not wrong. Not a problem. Maybe some painful thoughts, feelings, sensations. And noticing that that's not all. So we can welcome thoughts, feelings, body, sound, without any of that being right or wrong. And simply to start to feel it. Not right, not wrong. But sometimes it hurts, sometimes it feels good, sometimes it feels neutral in thinking, in feeling, in embodying. Resting deeper. Like a lake into the ground. If you wish, come really into the contact with the ground for some moments. Maybe feeling movements of the breath in that place or those places of contact with ground. And we can play with how is it being just inside contact with ground. And that means sometimes the mind is really busy going on and we feel contact with ground too. And other times it's possible to kind of let the mind get tired and bored of its actions. and just stay inside contact with ground. And both are good practices. The mind is busy, the heart is busy. And there's contact with ground. That's good. Good practice. Very fruitful. And also letting ourselves just stay inside contact with ground. And how is it to open out to allow sound as well as contact with ground? How is it to stay with ground and open to sound? The combination of stay and open kind of like new muscles for our inner gesture, staying and opening. Feeling towards a way that staying and opening that kind of is an invitation to the body to relax and be freshened. The kind of feeling like after you've slept and you've woken up and it's a summer morning and there's nothing to do, no pressure. And there's a gentle aliveness. It's ongoing. That we can make or leave room for. And that kind of space where you've fully rested and you're now awake but haven't remembered all that you have to do and that argument from last week, etc. Feeling for that kind of a place inside. From there, what do you know to be important? What do you feel? What comes across from life? As precious. So rather than trying to feel what has importance from our busyness, or from our wound, woundedness, but from that innocence, from a place of rest, staying and opening. What is that ungraspable quality that for you is the juice of life, the spark, what makes life precious? As much as possible, letting the questions just be very quietly in you, and that an underground response may come. Or just for now, remembering moment of feeling joy or clarity or at-homeness. Empowerment. Softness. Aliveness. Love. Whatever it might be for you. Peace. Or something you don't know the name for, but it feels silky. Or maybe there's an image in the mind that comes that you don't fully understand, but you resonate with that. Sunshine or honey or whatever. So what helps you to have permission to feel that that's important in your own way? And what helps you to stay connected to that? Is there a word that's good enough? Ease or liberation? Friendship? Ground? Spacious, fullness, your own word, if there is one, or image or memory, and being open to feel a texture or atmosphere, taste or fragrance. The taste, fragrance, texture, smell. Of that, of what you'll know at the end of your life was the juice of life. And so we can just know this to be the beginning of an exploration of finding what is really the genuine inner knowing or inner response to the question. Sort of, what is this life and what is precious in it? So we don't need a final answer yet, but good enough that you resonate with. Where you want to live. May I be at ease. Finding words where you could feel something in your body, mind, in your system that's there's a yes response. An opening, an enlivening. Maybe some fear because it's so good. Or maybe some, maybe I don't deserve that yet around the place, but staying tuned anyway. In the traditional technique, there can be the whole statement, may I be liberated, may I be safe, may I be happy. Finding what your words are, if any. Just as a help to stay tuned. To what life loves in you, through you. What is the good? If it's very hard to wish that for yourself, to stay tuned to that quality or qualities, you can make experiments like imagining yourself as a child and wishing that child well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. Feeling the power of the words, letting it resonate like a bell. Or to imagine someone who's alive that you're connected with somehow. Maybe even just through books, or maybe a real friend, that you really feel met, and you feel the person wants the best for you, wants your fruitfulness. And imagining letting that person say to you, may you be at ease. In your own words, of course. Feeling the silkiness or the groundedness, the embrace or the space, whatever is the texture, letting that flow through the veins. Throughout the cells. To all your being, without forcing, without holding back. if or when the mind kind of shifts from I want that, I don't have that, peace, freedom, joy, whatever, the lack. Just briefly feeling that impression of how it is inside when we tune to the lack, the dryness, the contraction. The heat or the cold, where in the body, the speed of the mind, and then shifting it underneath if possible to the fact that somehow or other we do love that peace. It's not really our decision to love it. It's not an ideology. It's also pre-habit. That we love that, feeling loved, free, clear, at ease, or where, whatever it is for you. May I be at ease. And liberated. Another kind of way with time, so not in a hurry. It's not about saying the words more often, more times. And of course, many times we may find ourselves thinking about something else and we just come back. Enjoying that moment of waking up, I'm thinking about so-and-so or such-and-such. Something in me woke up while I was busy. And the kind of relief of coming back home into this deep, inbuilt wish of life in us. Letting it be very vivid. Towards 100%. Towards full color. At a certain point, which could be after a few hours or days, we really feel filled. We feel filled. Like a sponge that can't hold any more water. With the knowing of what's important and the loving, the appreciation, of that quality. And naturally, it expands. So for this morning, we can now ask it to expand, even if we're not filled. We could still drink for hours or days. Trying to find our permission to feel what we love and know to be what is important. Genuinely. From our own experience. And so we can allow to come to mind the person nearest to you in the hall physically, if you wish. That person. A mystery, an ordinary being. With skin and bones and brain. And a very particular flavor. And gifts, skills, pain, blind spots. Just as they are, just as you are. May there be ease. Not because we did something to deserve it. May there be liberation. Why not? So not as an escape from contact with myself, filling and overflowing, allowing this quality to have its expansive nature, its generous nature, its enoughness for me and for you. May you be at ease and liberated. Expanding further if you wish. So either including now a different person or just including a few people instead of one. Whatever works well for you. May there be ease and liberation. Expanding, if you wish, maybe to include all of us here in the room or another person nearby. So in this traditional technique, we're using the thinking mind to go in a specific direction to help uncover and discover our deeper nature. getting to know the mind along the way as we go. May there be ease. Allowing that kind of substance or texture filling and overflowing, filling the room now. Like the fragrance of a flower, the smell of water in the air near a lake or after a rain. Not pushy. May there be liberation. Not pushy, but definite. Expanding further if you wish. And including what you wish. It could be just everything. Cement, earth, air, trees, ants, or it could be just people. People and creatures, other creatures. What makes sense to you? What you resonate with? What works well for you? The kibbutz and its people and creatures, the fields, roads. Woods. Just like the sun shines on it all, just like the earth holds it all. For no reason, not for deserving. Just letting the aliveness expand and offer itself and meet inside and outside us. We start to lose track of the dividing line a bit between me and them, between this and that. Desert and sea, city. Creatures born, living, dying. All wanting safety and happiness and trying to get that in our many different twisted ways. opening, if you wish, to include more, maybe even the whole earth, and all of these forms of life. All these brothers and sisters breathing. Embodied. And maybe in touch with something else too. That something maybe doesn't die and feels tenderness for this precious short life. May all beings be at ease and liberated. And just for a few minutes, opening even beyond the earth, beyond what we know, beyond what we could imagine. And feeling that limitlessness of this wish, this willingness to wish well. Of these inner kind eyes. May there be ease and liberation. And then just some time where we're not trying to remember words or stay tuned to anything. Just here. What are your questions? Yes, please. Please.
Sparks and edges from the point.
Yeah.
Yes,
So I'll try to broadcast. He wants to share something rather than asking, and in case you also saw the kindergarten group walking through here. They'd been told to be silent and they were pretty quiet. And he saw some of them picking some flowers from one of the bushes. And it, felt to him similar to the bush in the story last night, where the breaking of the branch and smelling and the sparking the juice. And it felt, it was an emotional moment for him. Very touched.
Days, a lot of things have resonated inside, a lot of conflicts, a lot of very early misinterpretations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that happens to everyone.
Hmm.
But I think something important that keeps moving me, I find. That these struggles that we keep facing, there's no need to fight them. These struggles are something that we create, defenses, so forth. And these need to be accepted before we can know them.
So I hope I can say it well. Also a sharing. He's saying that in these 2 days, many things are resonating inside him. Conflict and sounded like some of all. And the feeling that something is eluding. That's the word you used, I think. Is that right? Eluding me, he said. So, kind of getting away from me. But now it feels like he's understanding in his own experience that these, the maybe deep struggles that we keep facing, we don't need to fight them, but more towards accepting. Unfortunately, the way he said it was really beautiful, and I haven't gotten the beauty across. He said that the struggles that we face, the feeling of how that is in me, and so the feeling of to meet that in me, rather than to work it out somehow over there. Is that good enough? Broadcast. Thank you. I couldn't, I only heard the word sleep.
Sleep.
Okay.
I've been sleeping wonderful in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And not wonderful in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been 2 nights.
Mm-hmm.
It was like last night was a little nightmare. And woke up.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping, like not sleeping, like not. But here I sleep on.
Yeah.
It's not really a question. I have my opinion.
Mm-hmm. What's your opinion?
Here in the hall, when everything is so relaxed, I can fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But bed is not.
Mm-hmm.
I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Loneliness.
Mm-hmm. So she's saying about sleep, that she sleeps well here in the hall and not well in bed at night especially. And that last night, for example, there was nightmare waking up, getting back to sleep, nightmare waking up. And that her sense of it is that here in the hall, there's a maybe the atmosphere of everything is relaxed, and that allows her also to fall in. And in bed, other things get triggered. She said things come up. So, fear and loneliness, for example. I think it's also a process of recovering our rhythm and also recovering the night. So my recommendation is as we get more rested, we might be awake at night. And it can be a great chance to get in where usually we can't get in. And first of all, interrupt the habit energy of loneliness or fear by I woke up and I get up and I take a shower. And I get some fresh air, maybe do a bit of yoga, qigong, or a little walk or sky or something, and then maybe back to sleep, maybe meditate, to be, it's an experimentation to be done. And that is important, otherwise we're meditating nice, okay, or we're sleeping nicely in the hall, and then over there, that stuff happens and it's not getting the tenderness that it asks for. And so sometimes it's helpful. I'm kind of in bed, tossing, turning. Okay, sit up first. Maybe a deep breath or maybe some pranayama or something, breathing exercise, or just sit up for long enough that the option of take a shower. Okay, just take a shower and then go back to bed. Fine, take a shower. After the shower, let's go outside and smell the jasmine or whatever. When we had the idea that there should be 8 hours of sleep a night, at least, for our health and well-being, and it's often not the case. It's often important that we're rested enough during the day that we do wake up in the night and interrupt that time when we're asleep and the habit energies take over. So that's my recommendation. Thank you. And somehow it also goes together with the factor of moving the body. So during the day, maybe a long walk or something, or a fierce walk or something, if not long, or both, or a dance or something.
Mm-hmm. I'm having a tension in the body.
Yeah.
I said before, many people might feel the same. And you said that we should try to go to the softened places. Places that feel maybe better in the body. But when I try to go there, including in this talk,
are getting
tenser.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels not right. Mm. It feels that I should go. When I go to the tense part, sometimes they get a little bit softer.
Yeah.
But never 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tricky. So going to the softer part, it makes it tenser. Going to...
Mm-hmm. Can you hear? No. So he experiences tension in the body, like most of us, maybe all. And I had suggested to him earlier the possibility of tuning in to where it doesn't hurt in the body or it's not tense, so either feels good or neutral. And so he tried that, and he found that the tense places got more tense. And he's saying sometimes when he goes to the tension and feels it, it gets less tense. Not 100% relaxed, but less tense. So it's all options, but it's also a process. So the habit and the urgency of going to what is uncomfortable is strong. And the habit and the deeper gravitation towards the subtle and the good is not strong. And so at first there can be a feeling that there's a fight. Or there can be a feeling of, like, I have to put away the tension to go find the neutral or the good. So give a few days playing with it, but also if going and feeling the tension, there's some relaxing. That's interesting, too. And so what's tricky is I'm not giving you do that only. I'm giving you the chance for this living best guess experimentation that learning happens. And it's continually knowing there are options. And we start to feel what is best guess of most appropriate right now. And gradually that's less and less of a mental game. It's a happening, an organic happening. Thank you for being here.